Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Leskin, broadcasting from Discovery Institute in Seattle, Washington. We've previously discussed on ID the Future how convergent genetic evolution is unlikely under neo-Darwinism, but makes perfect sense if you allow common design. An article in Science Daily titled, "In Bats and Whales, Convergence in Echolocation Ability Runs Deep," points to evidence that, in my opinion, might be best explained by common design. According to the standard mammalian phylogeny, the common ancestor of bats and whales was not capable of echolocation. Thus, the ability to echolocate must have evolved independently in bats and whales. This is often cited as a textbook example of convergent evolution by evolutionists. However, the Science Daily article reports that these similarities are not just phenotypic, but extend down into the level of the gene sequences, stating, quote, "Two new studies in the January 26th issue of Current Biology, a Cell Press publication, show that bats and whales' remarkable ability and the high-frequency hearing it depends on are shared at a much deeper level than anyone would have anticipated, all the way down to the molecular level," unquote. The article continues stating, quote, "This discovery represents an unprecedented example of adapted sequence convergence between two highly divergent groups and suggests that such convergence at the sequence level might be more common than scientists had suspected," unquote. The article quotes Stephen Rossiter of the University of London, stating that, quote, "It is generally assumed that most of these so-called convergent traits have arisen by different genes or different mutations. Our study shows that a complex trait, echolocation, has in fact evolved by identical genetic changes in bats and dolphins." He continues, stating, "We were surprised by the strength of support for convergence between these two groups of mammals and, related to this, by the sheer number of convergent changes in the coding DNA that we found." To understand the degree of convergent genetic evolution, consider this statement from the journal Current Biology about this research. Quote, "Only microbats and toothed whales have acquired sophisticated echolocation, indispensable for their orientation and foraging. Although the bat and whale bisonars originated independently and differ substantially in many aspects, we here report the surprising finding that the bottlenose dolphin, a toothed whale, is clustered with microbats in the gene tree constructed using protein sequences encoded by the hearing gene Prestin," unquote. Thus, the high unlikelihood of such convergent genetic evolution poses great problems for systematists who seek to reconstruct a tree of life because molecular systematics banks upon the assumption that genetic similarity is the result of common inheritance. In this case, however, common inheritance makes no sense. As the article in Current Biology states, quote, "What could have caused the misplacement of dolphin to the bat clade in the Prestin tree? Horizontal gene transfer, DNA contamination, gene paralogy, long branch attraction, and biased amino acid frequencies are all unlikely. The only remaining reason is the convergence of the Prestin sequences of echolocating bats and whales, likely resulting from a common selection for amino acid altering mutations that are beneficial to echolocation," unquote. Unfortunately, the authors don't consider the possibility of common design. Given how surprising and remarkable this finding is to evolutionary biologists, perhaps it's likely to be driven by common design. I'm Casey Leskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2010. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.